The next patient is Dule, D-U-L-E, the last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Number one, the patient has a history of CKD, stage 3A, which is most likely related to nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus. He has the tendency to have hyperuricemia, and the tendency to have hyperkalemia. As a matter of fact, when the patient went to have the laboratory workup prior to this visit, the potassium was above 6. We called the patient. We rechecked the potassium, went into the emergency room. It was 5.3. We gave all the information regarding the low potassium diet, and the patient has been changing the diet. The serum potassium went down to 4.9. He has identified the orange juice, the potatoes, and occasional bananas that he has to adjust according to the diet, to the low potassium diet. During the last determination, the patient had a potassium of 4.9 and the serum creatinine went down to 1.4, and the most likely situation is that this patient is going to be CKD2, period. Number two, hyperuricemia. The patient is taking allopurinol. Ladies, uric acid is 6.4. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient is compliant with the diet. The hemoglobin A1C on February the 24th was 6.1. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 130 over 75. The patient is emphasized about the need to follow a low-sodium diet in combination with a decreased fluid intake. Following number, the patient used to be a smoker, but he has some COPD that has been very well controlled. Following number, he has a history of coronary artery disease. Two stents were placed in 2011. The patient is followed by the cardiologist for routine checkups. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has enlarged prostate, no evidence of a significant post-void residual, period. Following number, the patient had a ultrasound of the retroperitoneum that fails to show hyperechogenicity, changes in the diameter, calcifications, or obstruction. We'll reevaluate the case in about 4.5 months, and we'll order laboratory workup, and we emphasize about the need to cut down the potassium intake. paragraph. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 5 minutes in the documentation.